Round and round she goes. Slowing down. Closing in on. It is neither of the big chunks on the wheel. It's a one spacer. And it is going to be. Akiva, it's your mystery show.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's a mystery episode. Do you remember? I told you what it is once. Do you remember what it is?
Of course I remember what it is.
Okay, fine. I don't know. You got a lot going on in your life, Rob.
Yeah. I remember what it is. I remember that you told me what your premise. I said, boy, that sounds like a lot of work. And you said,
shoot. You're right. It is.
You said, no. People will help me and it'll be fine. And we'll do it. I said, it's a big swing. If you think you can handle it, then God bless.
Shoot. You're right. It is a big swing. It's a big swing. I think it'll be fun. People will like it. It's not their problem that I'm going to have to spend the whole week working on it.
Okay.
I'm excited for it.
Okay. So how will this work? When people open their podcast next week, episode number 26, is it the mystery show or is it the name of the episode that you had in mind?
I think it's the mystery show. I think they'll figure out within the first couple minutes of the episode when we say what it is, but I think it should be titled Mystery Episode.
Coming to you coast to coast, it's Rob and Akiva Nino Late Night Show!
Thank you. Yes, Rob and Akiva have a late night show. How are you doing, Akiva?
The first build, Akiva Wieneker. Wow.
Yeah. How are you doing tonight?
I thought you were asking the audience.
No. You know, Akiva, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. I'm so excited. Just another night, you and me doing our old late night show. We always do. It's exciting.
Like we do every single week. Rob and Akiva need a late night show. Give it up, everybody, for our band leader, Bob with two B's. All right, Akiva, so much going on here tonight, so much we're going to get into. We got a great guest for you, and we've got so much going on here in our weekly late night show.
Yeah, this is a weekly show, right? I thought it was a nightly show.
Oh, nightly show? We do it nightly.
I'm not sure.
Four not nights sure. a week or five nights a week?
Well, nobody works Friday nights anymore. I'm not sure if you know that, but like they all their new contracts, they all got off on Friday nights. It's Rerun City Friday
night. Rerun City, not
Friday night's all about Blue Bloods. If you follow Mike Francesa's Twitter feed, best show on TV. Love that program.
Okay, Akiva. That as per always, you've got this show tightly produced and ready to go, right?
Yes, the co-host always produces the show, so sure.
Oh, man. We're so excited to be here. We've got a really fun show for everybody here tonight. Akiva, did you see this week that the former Colorado governor, John Hickenlooper, did you see that? That he's announced that he's running for president. They got a chance to talk to John Hickenlooper's mom to ask her how her son would fare in the election. And her response was, "Who's John Hickenlooper again?"
Pretty good. Hickenlooper. Funny name.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for the monologue that has been put into the teleprompter right before we started the podcast.
Can we play a little game, Rob, for our next joke?
Okay,
can
sure.
Can we pick a number between 1 and 7?
Okay.
And I will tell you what we're doing.
Okay, I'll pick number 6 in honor of our good friend Mark Sanchez.
Ah, okay, the Sanchez. So this is the Wheel of Late Night Hosts. And you have to tell the next joke as if you were that late night host. So the 7 hosts were Kimmel, Conan, Corden, Ferguson, Letterman, Leno, and Fallon. And you have chosen Jay Leno. So can you tell a joke as Jay Leno right now?
HBO debuted a new 4-hour documentary detailing Michael Jackson's alleged abuse against two children. The Los Angeles Times called it heartbreaking. The New York Times called it disturbing. And R. Kelly called it really great timing, you know, from my perspective.
Too soon, too soon.
Akiva, did you hear about this new fad? Parents have been doing the American cheese challenge. They throw pieces of cheese on their babies' faces. They're calling it the American cheese challenge.
Mm-hmm.
When asked for comment, God said, "Don't worry, there's only 12 more years left." Is that a climate crisis joke?
I believe it is.
Okay.
Usually when Kimmel does a joke, he asks the writers afterwards what the subject is of the joke. To be fair, he's seen the jokes before he read.
Right.
They have a walkthrough.
I just didn't know the worldview of this late night show.
Mm-hmm. We're pretty left and woke, but sometimes we can move it to the middle.
How about Chelsea Manning? Did you see her this week?
Speaking of left and woke, yeah, tell me about it.
Chelsea Manning jailed this week for contempt of court after refusing to answer grand jury questions about the WikiLeaks case. It's the highest level of contempt for a Manning since Archie tried to teach Cooper Manning how to throw a football. Take that, Cooper Manning.
Punching up.
Somehow Eli has been the only Manning brother to be unscathed by the Rob and Akiva canon.
Oh, we're coming for him. Don't worry.
Somehow. Speaking of football, Akiva, the New England Patriots are trading for defensive end Michael Bennett. Did you catch that this week?
Yeah, I heard. Michael Bennett, controversial guy.
When reached for comment, Robert Kraft said, "Wait, this is what you want to talk about?" And then in political news, President Trump talked with Apple CEO Tim Cook this week, referred to him as Tim Apple.
Mm-hmm.
This is troubling news for other tech CEOs who may want to visit the Capitol, such as Susan YouTube, Denise LinkedIn, and Bobby Tinder. Bobby Tinder.
Bobby
Not
Tinder.
Robert. Not Robert. He's very... very friendly. Then we always keep up with the Kardashians here mm-hmm. on Robin Akiva Have a Late
That's
Night
all we
Show.
Do.
Kylie Jenner reported to be the world's youngest self-made billionaire. Self-made, said Ray J. Wasn't he with Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, but I think
give him credit for the whole dynasty.
I mean, nobody knows the Kardashians if not for Kim and Ray J. Kylie doesn't make it on her own. I think that's the joke, right? I didn't write that one.
I want to hear more about the writer's room after the show.
Absolutely. I'll tell you the whole thing.
In New Jersey, a police officer gave a pregnant waitress a $100 tip on Friday. The waitress was so happy, she said she plans to use the money to buy a gym membership so people stop calling her pregnant.
That one got a big laugh. Wow.
Wow.
The audience really liked that one.
Loving it. Wow.
Oh, boy. Hey, people. Hey, we got a lot of show left.
A lot more jokes.
Oh, out in Utah this week, two cousins who claim to be in love are creating a petition calling on Utah to allow them to legally tie the knot. When hearing the news, the cousins throughout Mississippi said, "Wait, is this what cultural appropriation is?" Wow, this show is so woke.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really a Mississippi joke. I don't think that's a...
It's late night, but you won't go to sleep because you're so woke after this show.
You know, there's podcasts where they want you to like fall asleep with them. We're trying to keep people awake.
T-Dub is out there listening. Want to let him know. James Cameron recently played some footage for the upcoming Avatar 2 for a very exclusive crowd. And everybody there at the end of the night agreed that it definitely blew.
Pretty good.
Okay, there you go. All right, Akiva, before we get into talking to our first guest tonight, we always do our big Robin Akiva have a late night show top 10 list, and it's always a big fan favorite.
Everyone said that the top 10 list on Letterman was the best part of the whole show every week. Everyone said never a miss. So we figured why not replicate that since Letterman's off the air.
Okay. All right. So Robin Akiva, need a late night show. Our top 10 list comes to us from our home office in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. The top 10 worst ideas sent in to Robin Akiva. I'm very excited to find this out. The top 10 worst ideas sent to Rob and Akiva. Are you ready, Akiva?
Yeah, so these are the top 10 worst podcast ideas.
Yes, top 10 worst podcast ideas sent in to, so that other ideas that are also terrible that were not podcasts, not included in this list.
I guess that's how we're delineating here. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Number 10. Rob and Akiva join a thruple. Oh.
Thruple. It's a funny word, thruple.
Number 9. Rob and Akiva have a North Korea cast. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not good.
All things about North Korea, they would hack us like crazy. Forget
not
it.
Good. Yeah, okay. Do they still do that? I feel like they don't talk about that anymore.
Well, you want to keep the hacking on the down low. What are they supposed to brag about the hacking?
Yeah, they're just focused on the weapons at this point. No mm-hmm. more hack. No more hacking.
They've given up the hacking.
Yeah. Number 8. Rob and Akiva fix Schindler's List. So these are real ideas because I know I saw that in my email.
Some of them are real. Some of them are fake.
Yeah.
That
was
real.
That was a real one.
That was real. Yeah.
Do we know what was the premise again of Rob and Akiva fix Schindler's List?
I think the person just sees some glaring flaws in Schindler's List.
Like colorize like it? Flaws, is that what it was? They wanted us to make the film in color?
You know, it's technically a color film because of the red jacket on the girl. Yeah. It's not a black and white movie because there's 1 second of color.
Okay, number 7. Rob and Akiva present the roast of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's right. That would be such a bad idea because this show is so woke.
Yeah, well, yeah, but also, you know, you only roast the ones you love. That's what Jeff Ross always says.
Yeah. Even SNL, that they're way too scared to roast Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, don't come for the queen or the crown. You miss, you're in trouble.
Okay, number 6. Rob and Akiva become freegans. What's a freegan?
I think those are people who eat vegan but only the free stuff. So like dumpster divers, kind of.
What?
Like vegan? Like hey, the vegan bakery. like hey, they're throwing the stuff out. We'd like it. That's freegans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 5. Look who's living rent-free in the streets. It's Robin Akiva Address Homelessness. Yeah, not good. Not a good podcast.
Yeah, people would be mad about that one. Also a long title for the SEO.
Okay. Number 4. Robin Akiva only eats spinach for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would
just be a bad episode. I don't know why we'd do that.
All right, number 3. Mm-hmm. Rob and Akiva prove the Earth is flat. Actually, that would be a good episode.
I think someone did send that one in. That's one of the real ones. People want us to prove the Earth is flat.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving on the phone.
Number 2. Rob and Akiva join the UFC.
Yeah, that would probably be bad.
Ultimate Fighting.
For sure.
Ultimate Fighting Championship. Okay.
I like it. So who explains the jokes? Is that a Leno joke explainer that you're doing? Like you repeat and explain the joke afterwards?
It's more Letterman, I think.
Letterman, okay.
Yeah. And the top 10 worst ideas sent in to Rob and Akiva. Rob and Akiva get into ASMR.
Yeah, worst idea.
worst idea ever.
Would you like some also receiving votes from the top 10?
Sure. These are other real submissions that
real submissions or listeners submitted for bad ideas.
Yeah.
Robin Akiva swap kids.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Akiva watch. Yeah, that would be bad. Mm-hmm. Unless we're swapping them with a third person who just watches our kids while we hang out. Robin Akiva watch Loose Change on YouTube. That's not great. Not a great episode. And then the really maybe the worst idea of all would be music videos number 2.
Akiva, are we ready to bring out our very highly anticipated guest for today's show?
Yeah, I mean, we had the idea of bringing on a celebrity guest, and I asked a celebrity that, a podcaster, but people would have really been happy about. He said yes, and then we just couldn't work out our schedules. And then we went back and forth with a bunch of other people, and some said yes, but the schedule didn't work out. So we got the biggest celeb of them all.
Okay. Akiva, do you want to do the introduction?
Sure. Our next guest is a senior in high school on Long Island, and we have the same parents. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Kayla, the K-Dog, Wienerker.
Yeah! Kayla, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes, so nice to have you here on Robin Akiva Need a Late Night Show.
Ah, that's a good title.
Okay. Kayla, how are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
We are spectacular. We're so excited to have you here with us as our guest here tonight. What did Akiva tell you to prep you for this appearance on the podcast?
He said, he called me, he goes, yo, you want to be in a you want to be on my podcast? I was like, I mean, sure, whatever you want.
is that his voice?
No, I mean, also, it's not his voice. But if I said no, then he would have complained to my parents, and then that would have been bad.
Akiva, would you have told on Kayla if she wasn't guest on our late night show?
Yes. I don't think so. I don't think, do mom and dad know that you're doing this? I feel like, yes. I don't want them listening to this. They do know? Are they listening right now?
No. Their door's closed.
Are they going to listen to this episode, mom and dad?
I don't think they have the attention span to do that.
Okay. Would they know how to listen to a podcast? We have young parents. So.
No, you have young, parents.
I have young parents. You have old parents. That is true. Should we back that up? So I'm over twice Kale's age. I have been my whole life. Eventually, I will not be because that's how numbers work. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do the doubles for everybody today.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, technically, you're not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm not. I am. You're bad at math. On your birthday in May, I will not be double your age anymore for the first time.
Yeah, I thought that you were like 34 for a minute.
My parents had Kayla when I was 3 weeks away from graduating high school. So we only lived in the same house for 3 weeks.
Yes, my favorite line. My favorite thing that Akiva has ever said was, he said when he went on a roller coaster, that was the worst 2 minutes of his life. And well, that, and then also when my mom told him she was pregnant with me.
Those are the two.
Oh, yeah, that was on the bat mitzvah video for Kayla.
That was in my bat mitzvah montage. Everyone saw it.
What a great joke.
He killed.
If only it were a joke.
Should have put that in the monologue tonight.
I honestly forgot about it. I didn't remember saying it. It was many years ago. Kayla, we waited hours for you to come on today. You're on pretty typical Wienerker woman time. Goes with your mom and my wife have no concept of time. Don't understand that days even have clocks. They don't even know what people are talking about today, like setting the clock back an hour. Like they're operating on their own schedule.
Your wife is not a blood relative. Me, okay, Eliana and Yaa are okay. But me and mom... Mm-hmm. When it comes to time, I don't think mom would even know what time was if she didn't have her watch on all the time.
Is it a Paw Patrol watch?
Is it a PJ Masks watch?
PJ Masks watch. That's a good call. Kayla, why were you late, though? What were you doing? I heard something about playing with animals.
So I volunteered at an animal shelter because, you know, I'm a good person and I do that. And then I had rehearsal at school.
Mm-hmm. For the basketball team rehearsal?
No. Okay. You think I can play sports? Ha! That's funny. I'm your sister, Akiva. I can't play sports.
What does that mean? I was a star athlete. They used to call me Threeniker in Wheels Wieniker.
No, that's such a lie.
Oh, wait, you weren't that's born. Not true.
That's true. She wasn't born, Rob.
That's fake news.
I'm older than she is.
I don't believe him for a minute.
Oh. You don't think they called me Wheels Wieniker in high school, Kayla?
No, because I think that's
You were negative 2 years old. You would have no idea.
I just think that that's a really lame name, and I would like...
What about Threeniker, because of my wet outside jumper?
Oh, my God,
I don't know what that means. This kid has also never watched the sporting event.
Kayla, have you ever listened to an episode of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast before?
No, because Akiva told me not to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's true. They're not really allowed to. Would you have if I had not said that?
Depends.
Have you ever listened to any podcast that Akiva has ever done?
No.
Okay. Would you?
You know, she was on one, but Chester was so inappropriate, we cut it. Chester said so many inappropriate things.
And then Akiva, that was 2 years ago. I don't remember
that. Yeah, it was a couple years ago. Chester was, it was so over the top that I cut the whole also Kayla's audio was bad, but we cut it.
I remember that Akiva said something about like this girl that I used to go to school with, and I was like, you cannot put that in there.
Mm-hmm. So they cut the whole thing.
We cut the whole thing. It did not make. It was, I think, our 100th anniversary special or something. I forget
but it was your 100th episode, I think.
So, Rob, usually when guests come on a late night show, they have like a story in their pocket. It's like, you know, a pretty scripted story.
Sure.
Kayla, do you know what we're talking about? Have you ever watched like Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel or any of those shows?
Yeah, but I just realized you never asked me what rehearsal it was.
No, we don't care. That. Trust us. We
didn't. No, I
think the audience wants to hear.
What rehearsal was it?
Yeah,
Kayla?
What rehearsal was it?
If you must know, because I asked, it was for Sound of Music.
Oh wow. Rob, do you know that Kayla's 17?
Yeah. Audience loves musical theater.
My eldest daughter is 13.
She is 17.
So you're only 4 years older than your niece. What's that like?
Well, you right now, you are biased because that is your child.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it like for you?
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
People are like... Yeah.
And she's much bigger than you. I can say that, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's a much
bigger
person than you.
She is like 3 inches taller than me and like 3 shoe sizes bigger than me.
Yeah, she has big
runs
feet.
Runs in threes. If anyone's Threeniker, it's Ella.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Okay. So, all right. Did you have something that you wanted to tell us? Did you have an anecdote that you wanted to share?
What about when you befriended the Broadway star and you got it? You know, that story with mom.
Am still her friend.
Okay. So tell us that story.
I thought you brought me on here so I could make fun of you.
Oh, well, that might be even better. What do you? Okay. So this has turned into the roast of Akiva.
I'm going to make Rob cut anything bad you say.
Okay. Well, do you have a like a 5 minute set that you want to do, or should we like prompt you with questions?
I don't know. A podcast.
Why don't you tell the Walyak story? Tell the story about Walyak.
That's a funny story. Oh,
so
my God. And
what's
I'm
a Walyak?
You'll find out. You'll find out. And then I'm going to tell you the story of Sal.
Okay.
S-A-L-L-E. L-S dot.
It's usually only like a 2 hour show. So let's see how many of these stories we
Let's hear the Walyak story quickly. Okay.
It's the same story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So basically when I was little, pretty sure this was in camp or maybe school. I don't know. I don't care. That's not relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was little, we made Shrinky Dinks. I hope you know what those are.
Oh, of course. By the way, Kayla didn't know who Mario Lopez was right before we went on air. So we don't know what Shrinky Dinks are.
Can you explain a Shrinky Dink for some? We have a lot of young millennials that listen to this podcast.
Yes. Right. You're uncultured followers.
Yes.
So Shrinky Dinks are pieces of thick paper that you can color on, draw on, do anything you want. Then you put them in a toaster oven and they shrink. Hence the name Shrinky Dink.
Yeah.
Got it.
So I made a Shrinky Dink with my name on it, and I wrote Kayla W. No, wait, it was a necklace. I'm sorry, it was a necklace.
It was a necklace. Yeah,
it was not
great.
A Shrinky Dink. I just explained what a Shrinky Dink was for no reason. Anyway,
okay,
you cut.
It was a necklace, and I I put the beads on to say Kayla W. Mm-hmm. But I was like 4 years old, so I put them on backwards, so it said Walyak. Mm-hmm. And so my brother and my sister have been calling
many years.
Ever.
We just called her Walyak. Actually, I used to call her the Rooster because her middle name is Ruth.
He did call me the Rooster for years. And it bothered it made her. Me angry.
And again, I was like, at the time she was like able to even speak, I was already 19 or 20. And it bothered her so much that 1 year I said, what do you want for Hanukkah? And she said, all I want for Hanukkah is for you to stop calling me the Rooster.
Hanukkah I
present
remember
for me
that.
To stop making fun of her.
I must have been like, I think I was like 8. Also, somebody stole my car keys. This is like.
When? Now?
Just now? Someone in our house?
That. Yeah, I think it was Dad.
Okay. You think Dad stole? Oh, it's probably his car, I'm going to guess, actually.
No, it's my car.
I think you have your own car.
He has his own car. The one set of keys he left me was the keys to his car, actually.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. This is my family and you're all boring right. me, Kayla.
Anyway,
Rob, I have a question for Kayla.
Yes.
Kayla, who is living rent-free in your head right now?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Who's living
Akiva,
rent-free in your head?
Akiva, as you would say, wake me up when this gets interesting. I've never forgotten. Never forgotten.
Okay, who's living rent-free in your head, K-Dog?
I don't know what you mean.
You don't know what that means? You're supposed to be young and hip. You don't know who's living rent-free in your head? You're on Twitter all day. It's like, who's taking up space in your head? You can't get them out of your head.
Right.
I'm actually taking care of my nephew all day.
Mm-hmm.
Mind your business. Anyway, what do you mean?
Forget it.
All right, let's get back to Akiva stories. What else you got, Kayla?
Do you have any bad Akiva stories?
Oh, my God. I don't know you that well. That one made
Kayla,
me
what do you
laugh.
Think, what do you think about capitalism?
Oh God, I just know that.
Remind you this this talk show is pretty woke.
Yeah, well, this is a woke talk show. I don't know if you know this, K Doug. Well, what do you think about capitalism?
Well, I'm a pretty woke person, so
Yeah.
I don't
famously woke.
I actually am learning about it in APUSH right now. If you don't know what that is, Akiva, it's Advanced Placement U.S. History for you know, smart people. Like
I was in there till they switched football. Then I realized I couldn't play football if it was in that class, so we switched. Dropped down to that. We used to call it AP U.S. History, Rob, right? When we were in school. Not A-Push.
But then we got newfangled. Lazy. We got lazy, and now we call it A-Push.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Should we roast her, Kayla?
No.
Oh, the audience does not like that idea, Akiva.
Yeah.
Who has that soundboard?
It's your brother. Have you ever met your brother? He's a tech whiz, and he's operating the soundboard.
Okay, but Kayla, we're still waiting for one classic
one anecdote about
one classic.
Your
I would Akiva.
I would give you a story, but we just got a noise complaint.
No. Off. I have a bit of it to be off.
Get out of my room. Okay, get up. Go.
Wait, is this Eliana? Can we get Eliana on the podcast?
Yeah. Eliana, come say hi.
Who is
it? It's Akiva.
Whitaker?
Yeah, I'm on a podcast.
This is my other sister. She's in college.
Yeah, she has
much less
finals
friendly.
Week. She's my... come say hi.
She's not going to come on the podcast other than to curse us out.
Go
she's studying for her.
You're screaming.
I'm not going to the basement. Go away.
There's no internet in the basement.
There's no internet in the basement. You're right.
It's like zero bars in the basement. It's very
she
far
went,
away. Not to brag, but it's...
She you know. Went to tattle on me.
Uh-oh.
All right, so we got to do this before mom comes in.
Mom's yelling at Eliana.
Mom would have our back here.
I'm in the... Mom does have our back here.
Rob, did you know that my daughter got paid by my sister recently to do her homework?
Well, wow.
Kayla, care to comment? I'm paying your niece to do your homework for you.
Mom, I'm not. There's no service in the basement.
We're keeping this all in, right?
No, this is getting cut.
Wait, this is the best part.
I can't go to the basement. There's no service in the basement.
Tell her we're done in 4 minutes.
I'm not going to
Kayla, tell her we're done in 4 minutes.
I'm not going up to Akiva's room. I'm sitting in my room. I'll be quiet.
I still have my own room. That's pretty good, Rob. been in that house in.
I also have my own room. You're not special.
The truth is, when Kayla was born, I got to move up and have my own floor. So it was actually maybe
nice.
It was the other kid.
Nice.
So really, it was a net positive for the Kiev dog. So Kayla, why did you pay your niece to do your homework for you.
I didn't pay her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Our dad did. I forgot about that. I forgot about that my dad offered my daughter the credit card to do your homework. No, it wasn't really homework. I think it was more your yearbook. Something for your yearbook, right?
You're
like writing
me
an essay for your yearbook.
You're telling me.
Oh, you don't know about this?
You're telling me that dad paid Ella to do something for me?
Well, he said you could take my credit card. Not that I'm giving my 13-year-old the credit card, so hopefully she forgot, because I'm not letting her go to the mall with my credit card. You'll lose the house. Forget it.
All right, this is a very complicated story. The audience wants to hear you make fun of Akiva, Kayla.
Yeah, say something embarrassing about me that I will make Rob cut.
This is your chance.
But she does. I'm a good brother, so she can't think of anything bad to say about
me,
Rob.
I can't. If we were roasting
you
dad,
you were lighting him up before we started
it
recording.
Is true. She was lighting me up, and then we press play.
But here's the thing: if we were roasting dad, this would be so much easier.
Yeah, but nobody would know who that is.
I know who that is.
Okay. You're really being useful, Kayla. You don't have any embarrassing stories about me. Nothing funny.
I do know that you don't like chocolate, and I just think that's embarrassing.
Okay. So we got that, Rob. Did you know that, Rob?
Exclusive.
Yeah. I believe I've mentioned it on many podcasts before, but I don't like chocolate.
Okay.
What else? Anything else, Kayla? You're crushing it.
God, I don't know anything embarrassing.
You want to tell the Broadway story? You don't want to tell the Broadway story.
I don't want to tell the Broadway story. I want to make fun of you.
That's what we
all
want.
Nothing.
Why don't we do...
Give the listeners what they want.
Why don't we do Kiev 26?
Your tweets are trash?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to go through my Twitter?
All right, that's good.
Okay.
The library is open.
Well, I'm going to make fun of his tweets and him at the same time.
Good.
I'm better with material in front of me.
Good. Let's go. Esket it.
Right. So
you know what that means?
I'm not sure why he reads. Never say that again.
Pretty sure I'm contracted to.
So I'm not sure why, but he retweeted my tweet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
Okay, so Kayla doesn't like when the listeners tweet at her. They figured out her one of her Twitter handles. She has three.
I have one. Yes. Why did I say zero? I have one.
And Kayla is whispering right now. This is probably as close as we're getting to the ASMR episode.
Oh, don't even
trying
get started.
Trying to, you
she's
know, not get in trouble.
Because my mom is going to yell at her.
Yeah.
Because she's making too much
trouble.
Noise while Eliana's trying to study.
So don't retweet Kayla, listeners.
Don't retweet Kayla. Don't tweet at Kayla. She's a minor. Leave her alone.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She tweeted recently, Rob, hello 911. Why do I have 13 Twitter notifications?
Because it was weird. I'm not used to, like, Akiva's fans coming. Like, I don't mind if they do. I'm just not used to it.
I also like to call them fans.
Yes.
Do you have any tweets to roast me about, Kayla?
Well, yeah, I borrowed my sister's phone for a second, and a message popped up from a text group named Wienerker Family. Only issue, I'm not in the group and did not know it existed.
All right, so care to comment on that? Why am I not in the family WhatsApp group?
That's not the name of the group chat.
All right, it was whatever. That's not important. Kayla, how about this? We'll end on this. Am I your favorite sibling?
Yes.
We have two other sisters. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Hands down.
Okay.
Oh, that. Well, you know why, Rob? Because she sees the other two every day. One lives in her house. The other one lives two blocks away. And so they yell at her. And I never speak to her. I never see her, at least.
Okay.
All right. I am the favorite. Do either of our parents like me more than you?
No, I'm the favorite.
Am I fourth for both parents?
But dad doesn't let me make fun of you in front of him. But mom and
Oh, that's good. Yeah, he defends. Oh, okay. Yeah, dad defends me. That is true.
But mom doesn't.
But I'm both of our parents' least favorite. Is that what you're saying? They like all three girls better than me?
No.
Okay.
We could leave it at
that. All right.
I'm saying that it
Kayla,
goes.
Kayla, we'd love to have you stay, but we have to get to our musical guest. We're on a very tight schedule.
You've probably never heard
today.
Of them, Kayla.
So, Kayla, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have anything you want
to
plug?
Yeah,
I guess she is the plug for what she's doing, right?
I am the plug.
I don't remember what plug means. Well, nothing to plug. Not your Twitter, because you don't want people following you from here.
What about TikTok? You have a TikTok you want to share with
Ooh,
people?
Do you have a TikTok, Kayla?
Gross. No.
TikTok is for like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, young influencers.
Not me.
No, I don't think so. I think it's like people with less teeth than Kayla.
What? What does that mean?
It's like the ones I see that get tweeted to my timeline are like very, let's say, people marrying cousins. That
no,
type of thing.
No, you're crazy. That's
that's at least what makes it to my Twitter feed.
Yeah, I don't know what what Twitter you're in.
I'm on weird TikTok Twitter.
Yeah, bump fight Twitter.
Yeah.
Why are you following people that say, I'm going to marry my cousin?
All right.
Okay.
I've had enough.
The
Kayla.
Great it's Kayla Winkler, everybody.
Wait, Akiva has an FBI tweet too. Okay. Wait, Akiva has an FBI tweet too.
All right.
Kayla, thank you so much for coming on, dude.
No problem.
Okay. Akiva, what's coming up?
Well, I think you can't really tie. You can't have a second guest after that because they would just obviously just be destroyed by that, you know, top quality guest. So I think it's we're going to end the way every late night show ends with a musical guest.
Okay. All right. You want to tell us about our musical guest, this band that you discovered?
Yes, they're a young indie band. I think they're going to make it big. Seems like almost nobody's heard of them, but I'm pretty sure it's the big things are about to happen. And I think it's going to start right now on RANAP for them.
Okay, here we go.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be you. And before I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing.
Okay, we have a rule about not playing a whole song in the middle of a podcast. So thank you so much to our musical guest, Akiva.
Yes. What's their name again?
I didn't get it. I didn't get the name. I didn't get it. I didn't
Shazam,
get
it. Man. Shazam.
Shazam. See what's going on. All right, Akiva, what a great episode of Rob and Akiva Need a Talk Show. Anything else you want to say tonight in closing before we say goodnight?
No, just thank you. We got some of the Wienerker family backstory. That was exciting. We found that Rob is a great stand-up comedian. I feel like we're, you know, this old hat at this point. We're talk show pros.
All right, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow night. Who's on the show tomorrow night?
Jerry Seinfeld and Jerry Seinfeld's wife is the second guest.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, they can't all be winners.
Music by Limp Bizkit. They're back.
Well, stay tuned, everybody. Have a good night. Take care. Bye. All right, Akiva, with it, the Rob and Akiva Need a Talk Show is in the books.
Yep. Right to the, right, put it right back on the wheel, right?
Yep. Yeah, mark it down, episode 36. Put that one right back on the wheel for another round of Rob and Akiva Need a Talk Show. Okay, Akiva, you want to get into the mailbag?
Yes. I feel like it's been a while since we did a mailbag, since last week kind of just was a giant mailbag. We didn't do
one. Yeah, how'd you think of the bracket went, the tournament?
I think people liked it. We got very few people saying, oh, that sucked. Like, some people were like, well, hey, not all the ideas were great. Like, yeah, that's the point. It wasn't like some of them are supposed to be funny or mediocre or like, I don't think they were supposed to be the 16 best ideas ever. Like, it's hard to think of three good ideas, right? Let alone 16.
Yeah, and they also did not have a lot of turnaround time from when they
sent in
the idea.
That's one of the thing about, and this episode too, like, these are all turned around very tightly. Like, trying to explain this to, like, trying to get celebrity guests on the show and being like, well, it can literally only be, like, Thursday or Saturday or Sunday because, like, you know, like, we're up against it for a few days. It's, you know, we made this bed for ourselves, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
we made this podcast idea. We could have been like, A, we pick an idea, and then we get 4 weeks to, you know, work on it.
Right. But we did say in our, you know, pre-show conversation that our $75 a month patrons heard that in the case of an idea like this in the future, what we might say is, all right, that's going to take a little bit more turnaround time. Okay, we'll be back in 2 weeks with that episode.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Okay.
Especially during the Survivor season, a lot of stuff, a lot of moving parts that I don't think that we would take 2 weeks when it's the Survivor off season. But in the case of, you know, things that are sort of like a big swing, maybe a little bit more time to grow and develop could be necessary.
Yeah. Rob, do you think that people are just so into their podcast regimen? Like, I know that like every Tuesday Hollywood Handbook's coming out and every Thursday it's Doughboys. You think people would just like, even if we had nothing, like I'd rather you guys just like do a fishbowl idea. Like if a hard episode's going to take 2 weeks, just never do a hard episode. They're going to say, we need content. We need quantity from you. We don't care about quality. Not that we're necessarily always providing quality anyway, but like, are people going to be mad and be like, no, just like do whatever. We don't care.
I think some people are going to be like, do whatever, that I don't care. But, you know, in the case of this specific podcast, you know, I do so many other podcasts a week, and I can't speak for you. But if we're not going to do, you know, something that's good, you know, we don't need to just come on here and then just like mess around for an hour.
Is that what we're doing?
What? Messing around for an hour? I mean, it's usually like 3 hours.
Yeah, I thought the whole point of the show, except an hour. Should we do an episode where it's like it's like speed, like the podcast will explode if it's not over within 60 minutes?
Well, that seems easy to do. Just end the podcast. Like, do we have like certain things that we need to hit, like milestones
within the 60 minutes? No, it's just like when whatever we're done with at 60 minutes, it doesn't like it literally ends. Like the line goes dead at 60 minutes.
Okay, so is that an idea for the wheel? 60 minutes?
I think it's like a half-baked idea. Like if somebody could maybe, but also like what's the topic? Are we just taking any topic then? Like could it be like season 3, episode 7, but we only have 60 minutes? Or is there a specific 60-minute episode? Let's hear if other people like that idea.
I feel like that we've gotten a lot of different versions of this idea, which are sort of like a PTI style where people send us like, here's a bunch of different things. And and we have that in the, you know, I don't know if it's in the waiting room or in the mailbag, but
yeah.
I do think that there would be something to that where it's like, okay, it's 30 minutes on the clock and there's, you know, 10 topics each for 3 minutes. Some sort of like rapid fire. Be interesting.
Yeah, it's worth considering.
Yeah.
Rob, would you like an update to last week's poll?
I would love one.
Okay, so if you remember last week, we chose an episode to go on the wheel, and that was Rob and Akiva Stan something. I think the name needs to be fixed. I think it's like Rob and Akiva are super fans, maybe?
I think you got to keep Stan in there.
Stan has to be in there?
Yeah.
Anyways, that won, but then four of the lucky losers were put in a second chance bracket.
Yes.
Or a poll. And 1,234 people voted.
That's a lot of people.
And in last place was Episode Adversary with only 15% of the vote.
Ooh.
I thought that would do better. Sporkle Quiz, which I thought was the weakest, got a strong 23% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Meet Me in the Middle, where two listeners would go to Omaha, Nebraska and record what happened. One of the most ambitious ideas in podcast history, but probably a huge flop. Got 30% of the vote, a very respectable second place. Unfortunately, those three podcasts, Sporkle, Episode Adversary, and Meet Me in Omaha, Nebraska. A lot of people said it should be Lebanon, like Indiana or some other Midwestern state, because that's technically or can't. Don't at me. I don't care where Lebanon is. There's two Lebanons, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So like that is the center of the United States, Lebanon, wherever in the Great Plains or somewhere. And that's where they should meet. But I feel there's no flights to Lebanon, Kansas or where.
Well, the people could rent a car.
We're really asking for a lot. For people to like, you know, like at least Omaha, Nebraska, it's like if you live in New York or LA or Chicago, like there's probably a flight there with at most one stopover, possibly a direct flight.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's probably the biggest city in Nebraska.
Yeah.
So those three podcasts put this on the set a page for this. Remind us, Will from America, they're banned for a year. We cannot do those podcasts for a year.
So. Yep. I was very surprised, Akiva, how many people wrote in to say, oh, no, I would go to Omaha.
Yeah, a lot of people. That podcast was...
At least 10 people said, hey, I would go to Omaha.
No
joke.
Possibly more. Yeah. But sorry, you have to wait till 2020. 2020.
Should Omaha, Nebraska be the site of the first ever Robin Akiva Need a Meetup?
Yeah, people said that that should be the case. Now, if we do Robin Akiva Need a Meetup, unless the goal was to be ironic and get no one to go there, I think we should probably do it somewhere else.
Hmm. Okay.
Because it's not centrally enough located, even though it literally is centrally located.
Okay, well, we can work on that as we continue
onward.
That'd
be like episode 1,000. Mark Maron's doing his 1,000th episode this week. I don't know what he's planning, but should our 1,000th episode be like we meet all the listeners?
Sure.
And we say goodbye to them.
Okay, Akiva, so what did get onto the wheel in 3 months' time? Or what is eligible to go on the wheel in 3 months' time?
Yes, eligible to go on the wheel in 3 months' time. I think we said it has to go on the wheel. I think it's an automatic.
But it's only one spot. Only one spot.
One spot on the wheel. I tweaked the name a little bit for the poll, and I think this works. Robin Akiva Pod Detectives.
Pod Detectives, and we are going to read a young adult novel and work on solving
mystery. Yeah, like Nancy Drew or the Hardy Boys or one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
The Boxcar, were those, you ever read The Boxcar Children? Was that mystery?
I don't know. I never heard of that.
You don't know The Boxcar Children?
No.
I guess like certain things are just unique to like other, you know, someone like one person's childhood. I don't know. We'll take recommendations then. But yeah, we're going to read a YA novel and we are going to try and solve it.
But are we literally going to read it on the podcast?
No. Someone's going to explain it to us. I think a third person, ideally like a YA, some sort of YA author or maybe the author of the book. Would come on.
We're going to get the author of the book?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? They get asked to be on a lot of podcasts? They write books for 11-year-olds.
Okay.
I mean, if it was like R.L. Stein, I don't think we could get him, but I think we could get some of these people, like second-tier YA authors.
Okay. All right. So we'll see. But we got 3 months to figure that out.
The people who pitch the podcast to us, DJ LaBelle Klein and Jess East.
Oh, they're going
to
do all the work. Okay.
Yeah, they'll book it for us. I don't care if they have to like pay them, you know, like a fee to show up.
Okay,
they're going to take care of it, so we don't have to worry about that. So, yes, Stan, something is on this week's wheel already.
Yeah.
We have nothing for that. Should we sort of like tweak that right now?
We don't have to do anything. That the deal was DJ LaBelle Klein and Jessica Sterling were going to handle all the work. And right.
Hated last week's episode, you will detest, unless you maybe hated them and like, they probably won't be on this, unless they're pitching like... Because now it's just like, so they are possibly going to create 2 of 3 episodes like for us in a row.
It would be statistically unlikely, but it is possible.
All right. Do we have a say? Could we be like, no. Don't, because I think that episode basically needs a guest for sure.
Okay. You have a veto in your pocket, which you can use.
I can't veto the guest. I have to veto the whole idea.
Well, hold on. You're going to veto what? Who's the guest?
Someone has to explain the book to us unless we want to read the book.
No, I think that they're going to look if they find a young adult author, we'd be real a-holes.
No, if it's the author of the book, that's fine. But what if it's like, hey, it's my friend DJ Lishmel Klein and it's really him?
Well, why would they get a random person to read us the young adult novel?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they like who is not random for this other than the author who might not be available. Could be dead. Could be an old book. Who wrote The Hardy Boys? That could have been from like the 1700s. I don't know.
If there was a listener who was like, I'm an expert in young adult fiction.
Oh, so you're a creep.
You know, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe it's Stephen Fishback.
Yeah, Stephen Fishback. That's a good episode for him. We have him read a young adult novel.
Yes, because he has a podcast about authors.
And then do you think we could go on his author podcast and like, we didn't write that book, but we could, mm-hmm. we could be the experts on like Nancy Drew and The Missing Shoe?
I have not been asked. Add that to.
I'd like to say, Rob, that you've never written a book, so I don't know why you would be asked.
Made several audiobooks, Akiva.
So you wait. Are you being serious? Like you want him to come on and talk about like most people? It's like literary novels, like some historical fiction from set in like the 1930s. You want to come on and talk about your Survivor audiobook, which is really a podcast that you just give a fancy name to.
I don't want to do it, but...
You're just offended that he hasn't had the idea, this crazy idea of asking.
I think that he would not want me to be on his podcast.
Well, you've never... Of course he wouldn't want you, because it's a podcast for authors, and you have not authored a book.
Okay.
What if... How about this? This is a good idea. I think we're working on something. What if we write a book? And then Steven has to have us on his podcast because we wrote a book and it's called Robin Akiva, Write a Book. How about, can someone tweet at him? Can we designate someone to tweet at him?
No, well, no.
Did, no, how about this? Like, someone tweeted him and say, like, hey, Robin Akiva writing a book. Can they be a guest on your author show? Because they authored a book.
Mm-hmm.
Who should, but we, if 100 people tweeted him, he'll probably get mad, right? It's probably better.
He'll get mad.
Will from America, this is your job this week. Like, you, other than updating our thing also, so you have a lot of responsibilities right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet at Steven and say, hey, Robin Akiva writing a book. Can they be a guest on your show? Because they're authors now.
I don't really want to go on it, but I'd like to be. You know,
like to be asked. Oh, yeah, we could say no. Yeah. That could be part of the bit that we literally say no. We write a book, but then we like, like it's not you, it's me. Like we say, like, no, sorry, we're not coming on the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like him to ask me and then and then I could, you know, either say no or like do it begrudgingly.
Like people do your podcast. Like, I don't know. This is crazy now.
Hey, we have very few begrudging guests on this podcast.
Well, luckily for Steven, no reality stars really write books. He gets to have like normies on his podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, Akiva, what's coming up here in Mount Rinatmore?
Oh, well, one more thing, because we came up with the crappy movie idea, but we really haven't gotten into it that much.
Okay.
So maybe let's make that canon also. Mm-hmm. So we had two ideas that I think were definitively in, like, we're going to watch bad movies, and right now it's a crappy movie diaper. Someone wanted to be a bad movie, crappy movie fedora, or a crappy movie leprechaun hat. People have offered to buy us leprechaun hats for it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, so right now the only two movies in that hat or diaper are Eddie, the Whoopi Goldberg is the New York Knicks coach, and The Animal with Rob Schneider and... someone from Survivor. Who's in that?
Colleen Haskell.
Colleen Haskell. Okay.
What about Leprechaun 2?
Okay. Well, let's get there. So Leprechaun 2, there's a big argument. Should Leprechaun 2 be its own spot on the wheel, or should it be in the bad movie thing? And I think we said that it should be in the, like, its own spot on the wheel, right?
No, I thought it was going into the Leprechaun hat.
Into the Leprechaun hat.
Yes. But maybe it should get two diapers in the Leprechaun hat.
Okay, it gets two. It's not two diapers. There's one diaper. It's two, like, piece of paper in a diaper.
Oh, I thought each movie was going to be written on a diaper with a marker.
And I think it's a big waste for me to use, like, 20 clean diapers.
Well, that's what I said, and you were right. We've got nothing but diapers around here.
It's a good point.
You know how many kids I have? Oh, I've got a million diapers.
I have a million diapers too. Well, I only have one kid in diapers.
I'm being you. That's what you said.
No, that's true. But for the first time ever, I was wrong, and I admit I'm wrong. And I think it's stupid. My wife will get mad. She hates wasting. She's cheap. She doesn't want me to use 30 diapers for this podcast. So one diaper with a lot of piece of paper in the diaper, and it'll just be like putting names in a hat. But Leprechaun gets.
It has by design, three holes in it where you're going to lose the papers that are in the diaper.
Only the strong survive in the diaper. Like, if something falls out of the diaper, that's a piece of paper's problem.
How will Will from America account for what has fallen out of the diaper in the spreadsheet?
He doesn't have to account for it. For all we know, it's in there still. He has no need to account for it. Oh, first of all, I could put the diaper in a hat. Like, I could have a diaper, but then put the diaper in the hat so nothing could fall out.
That's fine. Okay, now we're talking. Okay.
Now, what about my 1997 Green Bay Packers Denver Broncos Super Bowl hat? That I don't really wear that other than for a joke. So
are you putting that in the leprechaun hat with the diaper also?
No, so there's a diaper in the hat and then the piece of paper in the diaper. So now nothing can fall out because even if it falls out of the diaper, it's still in the hat.
If that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Okay.
So the diaper in the 1997 Green Bay Packers Denver Broncos Super Bowl hat.
Okay.
All right. So quick pitches, and you're just going to say yes or no for bad movies that should either be in the diaper or not be in the diaper. Okay.
Okay.
Joe T says, what about Shazam?
Now, are we doing the Shaq Attack?
I think if we pick this, maybe we'll do a little bit of a extended Shaq podcast. Okay. So that's in the, diaper.
Yes. And then Shazam we should also add Kazam, the Sinbad Genie movie.
Oh, but you know that's fake, right?
I'm pretty sure it's real. I have vivid memories of it.
You know that's the Mandela effect, and like that's the famous part of the Mandela effect.
You've
seen this movie.
I'm pretty sure.
All right, look it up on IMDb.
Seen pictures. Right.
John Tinkham.
Yeah.
John Tinkham says Mac and Me. I don't know what that is. You know what that is.
It's the E.T. ripoff movie. You might be scared.
So you're saying yes.
You might be scared.
I will be scared. You know, I was petrified of E.T. He was famously in my closet for most of my childhood. The Mac and Me
put
is in.
Put it in the diaper, in the Super Bowl hat, in the leprechaun
1997
hat.
Super Bowl hat. The Emoji Movie. A lot of people sent that
no!
one.
No!
We could go
nice
on.
Try, everybody.
You know him.
Nice try.
Okay. A lot of people sent that in. Logan mm-hmm. says, blank check. I believe that has our beloved George Costanza himself, Jason Alexander, in the movie.
What do you feel about that? I don't know about blank check.
I think it'll be fun.
Okay.
I'm fine with
let me,
it.
Let's see. What,
I think
what's
we could
the
at
synopsis?
Least ask Jason Alexander. He'll obviously ignore us or say no, but I think we could ask him if
okay, blank
to
check. 1994, after a crook named Carl Quigley nearly kills 11-year-old Preston Waters by running over the boy's bike, he mistakenly gave that boy a blank check.
I'm dumb.
Yeah?
I'm mixing up two movies. My notes are confusing. Dunstan Checks In is the Jason Alexander movie. Blank check is a kid gets $1 million blank check. So it's blank check is like a poor man's okay. Richie Rich.
All right. So Dunstan Checks In is with a monkey.
Yeah. Shevik says Dunstan Check In we should do.
Okay. Dunstan Checks In.
So okay. That's what I think we should do. We could do both. I think blank check and Dunstan Check In are both.
6% on Rotten Tomatoes for 1996's Dunstan Checks In.
What does blank check have?
Robert,
I think that sounds ideal.
Yeah. Robert Grant, Jason Alexander, is the concierge of the elegant Majestic Hotel with inspectors mm-hmm. due for a surprise visit. The Majestic's owners, Mrs. DeBrow, played by Faye Dunaway, puts extra pressure on Robert to keep the establishment running flawlessly. Robert, hoping to be rewarded with some time off work to relax with his sons, vows to put in the utmost care to his duties, a task that's complicated by one guest's unruly, light-fingered orangutan, Dunstan. So, yes. Mm. I'm in. Like Dunstan.
Okay, and
check
blank check. Are you in on blank check? I think blank check's funny, too.
You think blank check is funny? I'm not as in on blank check.
Okay, fine. So no on blank check right now.
I have no
Crossroads with Britney Spears from Kelly W.
How do you feel about that one?
I think the week I watch it will be one of the worst weeks of my life. Like, I just feel like I'll be miserable the whole week that I have to watch.
Not dying to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and last one, Joey Loserdork suggests The Net.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock has her identity erased off of the
world. It would be funny to see like how
web.
Outdated it, the internet stuff is.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock, she went on to have like a really long
she was
and storied
a bit,
career.
She was a big star at this point. This was like a Sandra Bullock vehicle.
So this was, if I recall, I believe this is coming off of Speed. This was her first movie.
And she did Speed too, right? Keanu doesn't and she does.
She does, correctly. Right. But so I think that this was her follow-up to Speed, which might have done okay at the box office, but it's not really remembered as a great film. Hour and 54 minutes, so that's a little bit of gives me pause.
Yeah, you know what? Most of these are comedies or kids' funny movies, so I think that's out of the. That's not funny.
It's not funny. It might be movie. Funny of like, wait, what do you mean that there's a computer that I can send messages to people? Oh, Dennis Miller, isn't it? Dennis Miller is in some 90s movies.
Nice. He'll yell at us for 90 minutes.
Okay, babe. You're caught in the net.
All right, so here's what we have in the crappy movie diaper that's in the 1997 Super Bowl hat. Eddie the Animal, Shazam, Mac and Me, and Dunstan Checks In right now. I think that's enough to
put
it on the wheel.
An Five animal or an alien. Those are things that really help you in the, or some sort of a creature like the leprechaun.
Yes. So, right, we've got the animal. I don't know if there's an actual animal other than Rob Schneider in that movie. Dunstan checks in as an animal. Shazam, a genie also.
Genie.
Some sort of extraterrestrial.
Magical creature, yeah.
Yes.
Magical creature, aliens, or...
I think Eddie has some sort of sci-fi element, right? Like, I'm not sure. The players,
definitely
like,
not.
No? Oh, I haven't seen it because... Did I mention this on the podcast? I forget.
What?
That I fell asleep at like 2:02 when we watched Eddie. I forget if I said the story last week.
2 minutes and 2 seconds.
We mentioned the movie Eddie.
Right.
And my childhood friend correspondent Andrew wrote in and said, we rented it on pay-per-view.
Yes.
One Saturday night when he was sleeping over my house when we were kids. And we paid for it. My parents paid like $4.99. We didn't even ask them because they were asleep. We put it on their tab. And he said, by 2:02, Akiva, you were sleeping. And he stayed up and watched the whole movie.
By 2 minutes and 2 seconds into the movie.
2 minutes in. It was 2:02. Like, it was 2 o'clock in the morning when the movie started.
Okay.
And then at 2:00. And even back then, pay-per-view wasn't like on demand. It was just like, oh, this pay-per-view is starting again. You know what I mean? So you had it for 24 hours, but it went in a loop. So
okay.
You'd have to start it at like the top of the hour. we're really, it was, the, you know, Stone Age back then. So we started the movie at 2 o'clock. He said by 2:02, I was asleep in my bed. He was watching the movie. He watched the whole thing. And that's why he said, I'm not familiar with this movie because I've never seen it because I slept through it when we were like 11 years old.
Okay. All right. So it's now in the diaper, in the Super Bowl hat, in the leprechaun hat.
All right. So we got five movies. Let's put that on the wheel. That is the crappy movie hat.
It's really a diaper in a hat and another hat. It's like a turducken. I don't know. Yeah. It's a diaper hat at.
You're dumping. Yeah.
We'll work on that.
We'll pitch. All right. So Stan something added, I guess officially added last week, bad movie hat. Let's do a quick Mount Rushmore, Rob, and let's go to the listeners and hear their four ideas. We go back and forth. Should I give you one of the listener ideas?
Sure.
Okay.
Bad movie diaper is just one spot on the wheel, or it's two?
One spot on the wheel. I think one spot's fine. If everything has two spots on the wheel, then no one has two spots on the wheel, Rob.
Yeah, but I feel because we have so many things in there, I think it should be way. Let's put it at one.
Okay.
But let's ask Ayesha, the ombuds person. Yes. I think it should be two spots.
Okay. Ayesha, it's up to you for next week. Although it'll be funny if history is our guide, then it'll come up right now, even with one spot out of like. And by the way, the wheel's packed. There's like 50 things on the wheel this week because of Chester's got like 40 spots and season 3, episode 7's got like 40 spots.
Okay.
Okay, here's an idea from Steph. It's called Total Request Live. Rob and Akiva host a live call-in show where people can call in with wheel ideas. This way, follow-up questions can be asked and details discussed. Now, are we calling them or are they calling us?
I think they're calling us. I think we have a phone line open.
Yeah, but
we
have a mechanism for that.
Yes, we can do that. We can give out the phone. We'll say, okay, we'll post on Twitter. Okay, we are live. Here's the phone number. People are on hold.
Should we only do it for listeners? Like, what if we made some sort of site and only the, you know what I mean? Is it better if it's only listeners? Like, you make some sort of, like, you have to go to robiswebsite.com/whatever, and then you'll post the phone number at, you know, let's say Sunday at noon when we're recording. So they like only they will be able to find it versus posting it on Twitter or
Akiva,
in the Facebook group. Yeah.
I think you're overestimating the amount of people that are going to be calling us in with their ideas.
Well, it'd be funny if not one person calls also. And it's just us hanging out. I think it's a good idea.
The better version would be where there are people who are waiting to talk to us.
And don't know who we are. That would be funny once, but I think if it's everybody, people get sick of it.
Who's calling in that doesn't know who we are?
Rob, people will see, I saw that phone number. Oh, I always wanted to talk to Rob.
How many times have you seen a random phone number and you just call it because they're like, I'm bored.
Where are you posting this hypothetical number? Are you posting it on Facebook? Are you posting it? You know what I mean?
We should post it wherever. Nobody is calling in. What if we post it just to listen to the show? Nobody's like, "Well, I saw a phone number on Twitter, so I called it."
I got it.
Here I am.
A lot of people will call in. You ever hear Mike Francesa? Half the people call in
because it's a show. It has millions of listeners.
This is a show. All right, we have several listeners too. Listen, what if we put the number in the doc, the Google Will from America's Google Doc?
Why are you making it so hard for people?
I'm not making it hard. And then when it's time for the podcast, I will tweet it and you can retweet the doc, and that will be our sign to the listeners. Hey, it's time to find the number in the doc.
Why do you want to put such a gate up around this?
Rob,
isn't it better if we have like 30 people on hold as opposed to three?
How about we do it my way for half and then your way for half?
Okay. All right. When we have nobody on hold, then we'll just give out the phone number.
Yeah, then we'll just give out the phone number. Fine. But you're underestimating the power of the Renap army.
Okay.
I think. I could be wrong.
All right. So we will.
A lot of people saying this is their favorite podcast.
But I like the idea. But we got to put a shot clock on
these people. Let's put it right on the wheel, I think.
Put it right on the wheel. But it's got to be. What's the shot clock? They have 90 seconds.
No, that's not enough time. But right. I think part of it is if they suck, we can hang up on them. Like, we might be very mean to people.
No, here's the
rule.
5 minutes? They will have 2 minutes and 30 seconds from the time we answer the phone call until when we hang up. Okay? So we can have like some sort of like timer sound effect. 2 minutes and 30. So they could use their time to say, you know, all of these like, hey, how are you? How's it going? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They're on the clock. But at two minutes and 30 seconds,
what if we get three extend the calls, which is hey, this is going well. We're going to let this person stay on the line so we can
60 more seconds. And we could do that three times.
Well, 60, I think, like, I don't know. It wouldn't it be better if we, like, get, I don't know, what if we have a really interesting caller?
Look, then we can use it.
We can use it. We get one super 5 minute caller.
Five extra minutes?
No, like five total minutes. They get a double.
We can use the extend the call again.
Oh, so we have three extend the calls.
We can use it twice on the same person? And you can use up to two on one person.
Do we each have three extend the calls or we have a combined three extend the calls?
We each have two.
Okay, fine. Fair.
Okay.
And at least we're going to get into the weeds on this show.
Okay. So what are we calling this idea?
First episode. Total Request Live.
Total Request. I like the Idea Tank, but Total Idea Live.
I think Total Request Live is so descriptive of what this idea is. No?
No, I don't think so, because it's like they're pitching.
Total Idea Request Live. It's like Shark Tank.
Because,
yeah. Who said Idea? Idea Tank is a different list, different idea that was sent in to us, I think, though.
Is it? How is it different?
Yeah. Someone else sent in Idea Tank. I don't remember what it was, but the Idea Tank is.
I think that somebody wanted us to talk about like rejected Shark Tank ideas.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's Shark Tank should talk about rejected Renap ideas.
Yeah. Mark Cuban sucked on these. All right. Killian 24.
Okay. So it's okay. So there we go. So that is happening. Who are we giving the credit to on that one?
That's Steph. Stephanie. That's from Steph. Yeah.
Okay. So Stephanie, thank you so much.
I believe she's been on this podcast, right?
Did we call her?
I think she was the first person who got called when we did the calling thing.
And I talked to her on one of the Facebook calls recently, and she talked about this. I told her that I really like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So number two.
You give me something. Number two.
I'm going to go with, let's discuss an idea that was sent in from one of our listeners, Amanda. I'm assuming this is Amanda Rabinowitz.
That's Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz to you, but
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Rob and Akiva rehabilitate some of the victims of millennium culture. Mayonnaise.
Millennial culture. They weren't destroyed by the 1990s ending, right?
Yes. Okay. Mayonnaise, home ownership, handshakes, bar soap. The options are numerous and far ranging, with dozens of lists of things that millennials have killed online. I volunteer to curate a list of 5 to 10 items. Could do this with or without a millennial guest who will weigh in on your rebranding proposals. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this ties into a lot of things that we'd like to cover on the show.
Yes.
Things that are over, things that are canceled, millennials.
So they killed it. They didn't really cancel it. These are things that they killed, right?
Yes. So I don't know if we need to, maybe we should decide if it should come back and how, or if it should remain dead as the millennials
killed it. We'll analyze each item and then we could decide if it should stay dead or if we're bringing it back.
Yes. So, okay. What do you want to call this? Like a millennial pet cemetery?
That's interesting, but people don't like the dead pets. People love pets.
Yeah, I guess so.
Calls it, Rob and Akiva have a PR firm, Millennials Killed It. You don't like Millennials Killed It?
Okay, let's put, you want to put Millennials Killed It on
Rob and Akiva have a PR firm, Millennial Edition. Okay. We could do also.
Couple things. Okay, so is Amanda in charge of curating the list?
Yes, 100%. This is only going on. This isn't even going on this week. Amanda, who I'm sure is a busy lady, has to commit to doing this.
Okay, that's right. And that's the. Hold on. Now, Aisha said that when we are putting something through, it needs a 1 week gestation period. So
correct. All right, so this is going on, but it's not going on this week.
Okay, Total Request Live then is not on the wheel.
Oh, I forgot about that. Total Request Live has to wait till next week. Ooh, okay. I was excited about that idea, but also probably wasn't going
to
get picked.
All right, how about this? Just to, because then, you know, sometimes things fall in the cracks. I put it on the wheel, but if it comes up, we're not going to.
Yeah, that's how I do it also.
The spin is null and void. Okay.
So we'll re-spin.
Let's put this on the wheel also, but again, the spin is null and void.
Okay.
If it comes
up. And
again,
we got 30 spots and two things. All right. So we each read one. Let's do another one. Beautiful. I'm going to read you another idea. This was sent in by James. James says, this episode is called The Third Wheel. Rob and Akiva try and find a guest co-host in case they ever have to miss an episode.
Okay.
So we're interviewing guest co-hosts. Maybe people could come on. We could do it in bracket form, or we could have like 10 people who volunteer And then we try and figure out, can we find a third wheel, a guest co-host for the show?
A guest co-host. So it wouldn't be like a third person in the booth. It would be that a person who is that if Rob or Akiva were to miss a week, then this person would be like the understudy.
I think both. There's two different options here. Either this person could win a spot as a guest on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like whoever comes on, they could do it. And maybe it'll be their choice. They could join us for when we stand something, and they could be the third stander. They could join us for a bad movie or a season 3, episode 7 TV show. They could join us for anything, their choice, basically, you know, within the realm of, like, if there's something we don't want to add them to, like the Royal Rumble or something.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something, but I think that makes the most sense, because I don't think it makes sense. Like, if you're going to miss a week, I think we should just take off the week. Because this is on Rob as a podcast. Yeah. I don't know how many people need to hear me and, like, you know, whoever wins this contest.
So is the winner of this contest not so much a co-host, but maybe they have sort of like, it's like a money in the bank where they can.
Beautiful. Okay. They get a cash in clause.
So any week they can, you know, open their briefcase, right? Mm-hmm. And then they get their guest spot on the podcast.
Correct. Correct. And we can even do a thing where like we call them and be like, hey, do you want to come on the podcast this week? And they could say yes or no. And it could keep going for literally weeks. I think it's a funny idea.
But Rob, we have to call them after every time we spin the wheel?
Not literally.
Yeah. They have 24 hours to listen to the podcast when it drops, and they have to then, like, there should be like a GIF that they put on Twitter that lets us know that they're calling in their shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be funny. Rob and Akiva have a third wheel. I like the name.
Yeah.
Rob and Akiva find a third wheel?
Yeah. Well, and then we're just interviewing people?
Yeah, people are pitching themselves.
I feel like it's not quite there. Like, I feel like it's a little similar to our Total Request Live, where people are calling in and pitching. This is like people are like going to interview for themselves. I feel like it's missing like one.
Okay, one it's more close, thing. But right, what is the contest? Basically, you're asking, like, how do they pitch themselves in an interesting way?
Yes, well, we need a contest that the listeners can participate in.
Okay, fine. So let's pull that up for next week. Can we sort of, we don't have to put it on the wheel. We already added a couple things.
Put it in the waiting room.
It's not going on next week. It's in the wheel waiting room. Maybe next week will be the week we clear out the wheel in the waiting room. It's like spring cleaning at this point. Mm. We have so many things in the wheel waiting room. We really do need a week to get to them.
Okay. All right.
One more idea. This, why don't you pick an idea?
Okay. Right? So I'm going to read you two ideas that are very similar. And let's see if we can figure out something here. John writes in and says, how about Rob and Akiva read a random Wikipedia article? Start at Rob's Wikipedia page and hit random article button, then comment on whatever comes up. No homework, and it's similar to using the wheel. And Harry Kane says, the premise for this podcast is you click the random page link on the Wikipedia homepage and then set the clock for a determined amount of time, 2 minutes, then riff on the subject on the page for that amount of time. Once the bell goes off, you pull up another random article, rinse and repeat, kind of like PTI or any of those ESPN talk shows. Akiva, is there anything that strikes your fancy about random Wikipedia articles?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. My question is, we're going in so unprepared. Could, you know, I hate when we don't have a say in what's going on. And then it's like, is it like music videos or the top 10 list at the beginning of the series? Like, you know what I mean?
Okay. So
what if we get stuck in like a bad rut?
That's the thing. It sounds more fun than I think it ultimately will be. Let me hit the random article button a bunch of times and tell you what the random articles are that come up on Wikipedia. Because yes, there are things that would be fun to talk about, but I would say 97-98% of the things that are going to come up are not going to be fun or interesting to talk about. So let me just give you, here are 10 times I'm going to give you the random article that comes up. Okay.
Okay. Yes, please.
G-Visor. Wikipedia says it's a project developed by Google, which implements around 200 of the Linux systems in user space. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
Great. That's a winner.
Number two, Houses of Montthelry and Lapuset. It's the name given to two powerful families joined in marriage that played a major role in the 11th and 12th centuries in both the Crusades and the administration of the Holy Land.
All right, that we already know stuff about. Okay. So that'll be interesting.
Okay. Number three, Seaboard Coastline Building.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm very glad that we didn't just put this on the wheel.
Okay. Number four is VEFJDA-10M. It's a Latvian two-engine multi-purpose aircraft built in 1939.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Number five, Democratic Nationhood Party. It's established in 2002 by a group of intellectuals, and the headquarters are in Jakarta. Okay.
I think we could stop. I think we could stop. This podcast is getting a no. Sorry.
Number six is light-induced voltage alteration. Seven is the Battle of Alphabet. Number eight is Gwanghaemo Station, which is one of the subway stations in Seoul, Korea.
I want to get some controversial now.
Is Timothy Tillman. He's a midfielder for Nuremberg.
Nuremberg.
Number 10 is Asplöven HC. It is a hockey
Finnish
club.
Soccer team?
Yeah, okay. It's a Swedish ice hockey club playing in the third tier league. Yeah. Hockey.
You get a lot of sports and pop culture stuff on Wikipedia because everyone has their own page.
Right. So the chances of something interesting coming up are remarkably slim.
I'd say 0 out of 10 right now.
Yeah. And not even close. Like there was one thing that
nothing
was like
to work with. All right. So this was, I think it's a good idea in theory, but in practice we see it doesn't work. I'm glad we did a mini episode there to see.
Now, if I could, now there are all sorts of different fan wikis that are out there. Maybe there might be some other wiki that
maybe,
might be,
but I'm not. Someone else would have to say like, "Hey, you know, this is what you guys should do." I'm not just married to that, you know.
Right. Okay. Like, if there was like a Perfect Strangers wiki, I don't know. Maybe there's something out there. So this particular Wikipedia itself too vast, and there's not enough there. But maybe there's an idea for somebody if they can crack that one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Akivo, anything else? Anything for the fishbowl?
Now, a couple funny things that aren't necessarily full ideas, but I like Patrick from Switzerland says. Let me say first, big fan. I'm an Irishman living in Switzerland. Long story short, I met my Swiss girlfriend while she was on Erasmus exchange leave in university, whatever. This is all European stuff. My podcast idea might be a little reductive for your audience. It's about Irish culture. However, given that I was subjected to the Leprechaun Renap review, I feel that my people are owed reparations under some UN convention or another.
Yes.
All right. I just like, no, I mean, the idea was that he wanted us to talk about Irish culture, but I just love that we owe them reparations. Mm-hmm. Leprechaun podcast.
That is fair. We are putting our bad movie ideas in a leprechaun hat, so
yeah,
I feel like that should count for something.
We owe more to the Irish, I think, at this point. Yeah. Okay. That was funny. One more, quick. Zach says he just became a Patreon just for this. He's listened to every episode of RNAP, and he wants to come up with 7 to 10 rap beeps for us to tweet out. And then we would have the topic. I don't think we're going to do the rap piece, but I just like the idea he became a patron just for this podcast.
Yeah, he became a patron to have us do rap beats? Oh, rap beefs. So yeah, like
you already see by Rob saying rap beats. Mm-hmm. I guess rap beats are a thing.
Yeah.
Unless you meant like the food. One of my least favorite foods, by the way.
Beets?
The problem is they if you like imagine wearing a white shirt while eating a beet, and your clothes are over. Beets are the biggest clothes ruiner of all time. You can't enjoy it. First, I don't love the taste, but even if it was my favorite food, like they get on your clothes, it's game over. Just throw it in the garbage right there.
Mm-hmm.
Your clothes are trash. So, I'm anti-beets.
Okay. Akiva does not want to hear any of your beet ideas, okay?
No. Yes.
All right. So let's talk about what's on the wheel right now. Robin Akiva, Solve a Murder. That's a CSI in New York episode. Season 3, episode 7 is up to 8 spots. And by proxy, so is the bracket. Now, you had once said that all brackets are worth as many spots as season 3, episode 7. Is the Stan tournament not a bracket?
No, because we don't know if it's a bracket, the Stan tournament. We think it's a bracket, but we're not sure yet. So,
okay.
Because we don't make that podcast. That's for DJ LaBelle Klein and Jess East to make. So.
Okay.
But we also said last week it gets 2. That it's more than 1, less than 8.
Okay. All right. So we have our coin flip where Rob and Akiva will flip a coin that's never come up.
Never come up. Amazing.
Okay. It used to be Rob's choice or Akiva's choice. At one point, we changed it to
coin
flip.
It's been on the wheel in one way or another, sometimes with two spots since day one, basically, and has never come up once. What are the odds? Probably not bad.
The Oregon Trail is there. The rise and fall of JTT is there. MTV shows are trash is there. Life coach. I'm not sure. Could we get Caitlin Herman here for the podcast?
Yeah, I think we could probably finagle.
Okay. Infomercials are trash with Eric Stein. The Royal Rumble is on the wheel.
Super excited about that one.
The Stan tournament is two spots. The crappy movie diaper. I think that that's safe to be on the wheel at one spot right now, but yes. I still think it should be two. Okay. Total Idea Live and Millennials Killed It is on the wheel, but they are not eligible for the spin.
They are redshirt freshmen, essentially.
Yes. And if they
By the way, speaking of redshirt freshmen, terrible news this weekend, Rob.
About what?
The SUNY Oswego Fighting Lakers.
Yeah.
In the Sweet 16. People tweeted at us. I meant to even watch the game, and then I forgot about it.
It was a good run.
Okay.
All right.
The nation was captivated.
Episode number 27 of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. So what will it be? We'll know in about 10 seconds. Here we go. Around and around and around the wheel goes, and it is coming up on... Akiva, you are going to be surprised.
I'm going to be mad, I think.
It came up a two-spotter.
Oh, boy. I don't even know what that is.
It came up Stan Tournament.
No way. So stupid.
Boy.
Oh, geez.
DJ LaBelle Klein and Jess Sterling, they should be going to Vegas because when you're hot, you're hot.
All right. Well, the good thing is a lot of people did not like that idea.
They didn't?
No, people did not like the idea. Even people like the podcast were like, well, it's only one spot out of 40, so we probably won't hear it till 2021.
So many other spots that are on the wheel.
I mean, it's crazy. Like the season three, episode seven and Chester's podcast are going to be actually the ombudsperson wrote in Aisha and said that Chester's podcast can't go past eight because the Elite Eight. Which is a rule.
Wow.
So he's stuck at eight.
Yeah. I'm going to send you the screenshot just in case. Just to have like
I believe you. No, I believe you. I don't even think you wanted to do this.
But I think some people are like, "Oh, it's fixed."
Why would we fix it? Like it's not like we were like obsessed with this idea.
And if I was going to fix it, it would have been the Royal Rumble.
We pick one of our ideas. Yeah, we're better. No offense.
Yeah. So okay, so I'm gonna just send Akiva the so Akiva can see like how absurd the wheel looks
Are you happy with the name of this podcast? Robin Akiva Stand Something.
Robin Akiva Stand Something.
Find somebody to stand.
I like the stand tournament. I think the
okay,
best.
Okay, Robin Akiva have a stand tournament. Fine. So it is still March Madness. It's literally next week is March Madness. So it's not so inappropriate to just
So
you know have a.
Yeah, Stan tournament is coming. It's going to be... So what should people do if they want to put something into the Stan tournament? And you're not going to use your veto, right?
Ooh. My problem is, because we only have one veto the whole year, essentially, other than our sort of joint Power Rangers veto, I'm very hesitant to use it this early in... It's like using a phone a friend in the first question on Millionaires. Like, well, I kind of might need this for harder things later. It's only March 10th. I'm not going to use it. I do want to. I'm not going to use it. It'll be a fun episode. We have to figure this out. How about this? Tweet at.
Should they tweet or should they just email and you could just forward the email?
Without reading it, it's just like annoying to. I'm going to have to forward like 10 emails a day. That's what I'm thinking.
Akiva, that many people are going to be.
I'm lazy. What if it's 3 emails a day? I don't want to email them. And plus, then I don't see the ideas. I'd rather come in.
Okay.
Like unspoiled.
All right.
So here I'm going to give you their Twitter handles.
Okay.
DJ LaBelle Klein is at DJ. LaBelle is LaBelle and Klein, KLEIN. Or tweet at the Jess Sterling. I believe that's the Jess Sterling. That's three S's in a row.
Yeah.
If you don't have Twitter, which a few people every week write in, then you can email. What's the email address?
Okay. Renap at RobHasAWebsite.com, RAANAP at RobHasAWebsite.com, or you can use hashtag Renap as well if you couldn't write down those Twitter handles. Hashtag Renap will tell them to check that out.
Yeah. And then I don't know. We're probably going to have a host that's not them, right? We're going to have to come up with a host.
We have a host that's not them?
Unless you think they're coming back on the podcast again. I don't think they're coming back on the podcast. I think they're just the behind-the-scenes producers next week.
Okay. Well, whatever it is that they were supposed to come up with this. So whatever the vision is.
Yeah.
You know, we're so, getting.
Yeah. They're really getting two for the price of one.
They said, hey, whatever wins, whatever gets onto the wheel, that we will do all the pre-production for it.
So you sent me a picture of the wheel.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with the book and the movie The Mouse That Roared, which is about some like country that like invades the United States and everyone, no one's at home, so they like take it over? That's what the stand tournament is. It's like this wheel is enormous and stand, it's like, when they have a poll, like, who are you going to vote for? And one guy's like, you know that idiot who runs Starbucks? They're like, him. And it's like 1% of 1,000. That's what this wheel looks like. But I feel bad making fun of Howard Schultz. He was very nice to my friend's family. But he shouldn't be president. Okay, so the stand tournament is what we're doing next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus, freaking.
Jam-packed
eventually, the wheel will just be Season 3, Episode 7, and the Chester TV bracket.
Well, but then the Chester TV tournament is going to go away April 1st.
It goes back to one, but we still have like 3 more weeks in March. March never ends, Rob.
It never ends.
Literally 3 weeks from now is still okay. March 31st.
But Season 3, Episode 8, or Season 3, Episode 7, tops out at the Elite 8, right?
No, the Chester podcast
tops out at the Elite 8.
Season 3, Episode 7 could become the whole wheel eventually. That grows until it pops.
Okay, yeah, like a blister. Boom.
Like a blister. So that's 9. Next week, that gets 9 spots, but the Chester podcast stuck at 8.
Okay, what did we learn here today, Akiva?
I really don't know. I'm excited about some of our ideas, though. The Bad Movie Hat's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The stand tournament will be fun, and the, what's it called? The one that we just put on. That
Millennials
Robin
Killed It?
Millennials Killed It. See, I didn't... No, that's fun, too, but the Robin Akiva... Shoot.
Total
this
Request
is why I
should have
put it on. Oh, see, this is the confusing part about not putting it on the wheel right away.
That's when we did put it on the wheel right away.
I know, but I forgot to add it up to my notes because it wasn't actually on the wheel. Total Request Live, I think that's a good idea, too. And we also learned that we are capable hosts of a late night show. I think we could definitely keep that going.
Oh, definitely. Without question. If you want to check out what's on the wheel right now, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/wheel list. That is curated by the great Will from America and Sean Falconer. Akiva, you want to hear some reviews?
Please, yes.
Okay. All right. 5 stars from Super Nikki 13, a rare bright spot. This podcast is the exact ridiculous we need in this dark world where a kid with lots of toys named Ryan makes more money than the legendary tight end Eric Tomlinson. A must listen for anyone who is looking for more randomness in this very random world. That's right. Eric Tomlinson without an employer right now.
Very tough week for Eric Tomlinson. We thought about getting him on the old Potteroonie this week, but maybe he had a rough weekend.
Yeah,
that's said no mas. There,
he may want to consider a YouTube channel where he reviews toys.
What about if he could be our third wheel? Like, should he call in and be our third wheel?
Now we're talking.
Yeah, now we really mixed up a couple ideas.
Great podcast, 5 stars by Wall E. Just finished the March 11th, 1995, which is exactly 1 year before my birthday. Never knew I shared a birthday with Josh Wiggler. Yes, shout out to Josh Wiggler, who will be enjoying a birthday, as most of you are listening to this podcast. Akiva, what a week. What a week for Renap.
Yes, people say that every week. But it's exciting. I feel like we're on the verge of something great here. We're close. They're so venture capitalists are taking over the podcast industry, and like they do with every other field, I'm sure they'll make it much better and not corporate at all, and not completely ruin the fun of like independent podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, someone will buy us because that's ultimately what we want. We want to be sold and we want to be bought. And you know, we'll do an episode where like Rob and Akiva get really rich and we spend our money, and we'll be like Ryan. One episode we're podcasting from like our apartments, and the next episode we're in this like crazy house with this very silly swimming pool coming down into the pool. Like the slide coming down to the swimming pool at Ryan's store. Ryan's Toy Reviews house is ridiculous, right? I mean, that's the goal.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I've been told.
Do you want to thank any of the people that helped you prepare the material for Robin Akiva the Late Night Show?
So many people. Taylor Cotter had some great jokes. Mike Bloom and Liana sent stuff in. Obviously, Shut Up Tim sent stuff in. Alex Forstenheisler sent stuff in. Michael F. and Clark sent stuff in. Ian got something on there. Jason Curtis Rivera sent stuff in. A lot of people sent stuff in and didn't get on. It was, but we were like, literally, I'm sure I forgot five more people, but a lot of people sent in really good ideas. Will from America, so many people contributed to the, listen, it's hard. We have all, you need a whole writer's room. Jimmy Fallon's got 20 people writing his monologue every night. We just had me.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well, I, you know, used unpaid labor.
Great job. Thanks to Bob with two B's for writing the theme song to Robin Akiva to have a late night show. And we'll be back to talk about the Stan tournament next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.